Well, to answer some of the questions we may have about Echo or perhaps anything else that's taking place here at the Miller Nature Preserve, we have Jim Zimnick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. This is quite a unique place. This is one of these metro parks that is more recent. I've been in Avon for many years, and at one time there was no metro park, so to speak, in Avon, and then this land was donated. Talk about maybe a little bit about how this actual place came to be.
Well, again, it was, like I said, most of the land was donated. Some of it was acquired from other property owners over a number of years. So fast-forwarding, Buddy Miller, the Miller family, lived here along 83 for a number of years, here and on the adjacent property to the south of us. And so back probably about 2009 or so, we had put enough together and decided to go ahead and move forward with Miller Nature Preserve. So we worked together with some architects and a greenhouse company out of Cincinnati called Rao Brothers. And we constructed this facility, and we opened this in 2011. So it's a conservatory on this side. Got some great donations from Dr. Aaron, his orchid collection down at the far end here of the conservatory. So we've been open here since 2011, and that's in conjunction with the main part of the building, which includes a cafe, a restaurant. We're proud that we're able to get that reopened. We had a couple of operators over the years who, one unfortunately, Lenny had passed away, so they no longer were interested. And then we had another concessionarian here who decided to kind of move on and move downtown Cleveland. So we're excited here. We got the Big Show, which is the Fountain Blue in Avon Lake. So they're now our caterer, and then we ourselves now are going to self-operate our cafe on a daily basis. So it's kind of fun and exciting. It's always changing and evolution, but so I think this Easter will be our sixth year here.
And you've opened now for lunch?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be open. They just kind of got this thing up and running last week. So we're open for lunch. We have our summer concerts here in the summer Thursday night concert series out on the patio. And we're over the years have added some trails here kind of off to the side. And ultimately we'll connect those through a series of properties off to the, I guess, more to the sort of south and heading back east again, working with the city of Avon and some other property holders to make some extensive trail and connect actually the Schwartz Road soccer fields through Miller Nature Preserve with the goal of then running this north along 83 or get it off the road a little bit and connect to their major rec complex up on 254.
Looking out from the Orchid Cafe, you can see the rest of the park, and you can see the trails and the Butterfly House, right?
Right, yes.
Which will open, what, in August or September, somewhere in there?
Yeah, a little later after with the Monarchs, yeah.
So as the lay of the land goes, are you pretty much done here now?
Right in the immediate area, yes. There is one exception on the other side of the road, because as we've grown here and become more, I think, popular programmatically, and staff, well, people-wise, public-wise, we do own a little bit of land on the other side of the drive here, which is actually a paper street, dedicated street by the city of Avon, West Park. And we're looking actually maybe to expand a little bit there, depending on if we can get some parking. We may actually expand this building a little bit to the extent of more, you know, more storage or, you know, pulling plants out, pulling plants in, because we're kind of lacking that right now. But I think for the most part, immediately right here, we're pretty much completed out.
We're talking this morning with Jim Zimnick with the Lorain County Metro Parks. We are broadcasting this morning as our North Coast BIA spotlight on Avon from the Miller Nature Preserve. What kind of things take place in here? I see there's a lot of plants, and there's these different sort of interactive stations, or at least some things that obviously that appeal to kids, but there's also benches probably for people just to sort of sit and enjoy sort of this atmosphere. Craig, there's even a poinsettia sitting over here as well. I for a moment I thought, what is that? I'm thinking, oh yeah, but in it's all, you know, surrounded by other greenery, it's kind of unique. Tell me a little bit about how this is used.
Well, again, the space we're in right now is somewhat of a flexible space. Programmatically, it will change seasonally. The staff here will change it out. I think you've got some staff scheduled later, either today or in the week. They can talk more about the different programming that's currently going on or heading into the future. But we do a Christmas display here. We've done public meetings here within this space. We've done little mini concerts here. They'll do romantic dinners here, partnering up with the restaurant. So this it's kind of evolution. The planters that you see around are actually sitting. They're not permanent planters in an extent. They're semi-permanent, but they're actually within their own containers and can be moved around. We're pondering probably in 18 or 19 some modifications here, sort of cycling back to some ideas that we had back when we were designing the facility, where we're going to try to actually make this a little more flexible and open the space up a little bit more. One of the things that we knew when we designed this, we had done our due diligence and traveled around the region and looked at some other conservatories, is we know the trees are going to get to a point where they're just going to become unmanageable. We've actually had one taken out this past year because it was actually pushing up against the glass up top. So we have to replace those out. And that's why there's nothing really permanent to say that way, and they're in planters. So, we try to do all kinds of flexible programming with children, families, depending on the season. So it's a lot of exciting things go on here.
Can the I know some of your facilities can be rented out by the public or booked by the public.
Correct.
What about the Orchid Cafe area over here?
Yes, we have some days, and mostly on Sundays and Mondays. We're going to make that available to the public for showers, events. It can still be done breakfast-wise because, again, we're really more of a lunch facility now. And I think we have some evening hours available as well that can be rented out to the public for programming, et cetera. So, yes, absolutely.
We're talking with Jim Zimnick from the Lorain County Metro Parks, the director. And, Jim, since we have you here, I know we're in Avon, we're in the Miller Nature Preserve, but perhaps we could spend a few moments talking about some of your other parks because, as they say, there's a park for most everyone everywhere. So
right.
Let's talk a little bit about Cascade in Elyria because I know you're very busy with that one.
Yes. So we're coming to the end of what we're calling the sort of what we call pre-construction phase, if you will. It's mostly a lot of utility work. There were some big water lines. So as we're redoing what we call sort of the bones, the central part of the park, we had to tear it up a little bit to get down to utilities, dig that up, do some regrading. So that's proceeding very nicely. So that should be wrapped up here hopefully within a couple of weeks, that part of it. We're right out the door coming up here with probably within a week or two at most with the design part of the project. And that'll go out to bid within a few weeks. And we'll see a lot of activity through summer, fall, and the spring of 18. We've partnered with the Rotary, the Elyria Rotary, who's sponsored the playground. It's their centennial gift. It's Elyria Rotary's 100th anniversary. So they've sponsored a legacy, accessible playground for everybody, and that'll be ready in the summer of 18. So the project's proceeding very nicely. The 19 acres, which is at the far north part of Cascade, is complete. And that'll be reopened for this summer as soon as they get everything, we get through a few extra days here, cold temperatures and snow, we'll get that reopened, and that'll be up and running for this summer.
I know you had some snowshoe programs scheduled at different parks throughout the winter.
Right.
Most of which were canceled.
Correct.
Would you happen to have any booked for this weekend? Because you might have snow finally.
Yeah, we'll talk to some of the naturalists and the programmers, but I tend to think it hasn't been scheduled, but we'll see if we can get something scheduled up and out and get the word out.
It's amazing to look at the latest Arrowhead, your new exhibit coming, the dinosaurs, and inside Easter fun at the Metro Park. Summer camps coming up.
Right.
Lots of things for lots of people.
Yes, yeah, and we're really proud. This is our 60th anniversary year. We were founded in 1957, and so we're into our 60th year. So we're doing – that's really – the dinosaurs are really – is an offshoot of that. It's sort of a celebration of what historically what we've done. As folks around here know, that our staff used to do a lot of special shows over at French Creek Nature Center on an annual basis. So this was an opportunity that kind of had to go by the wayside because rules and regulations, federal laws about handling animals and transportation of animals had to be modified. So this was a nice way for the staff to come together and do this dinosaur show. I don't think we'll have any issues with prehistoric animals and transporting them, but we're going to do that over at Carlisle. We actually did, you talked about some programming here. A few years back, we did a dinosaur program here at Miller, which was wildly popular. It was very difficult to accommodate everybody because we had extended hours and we still had overflow parking, people out the door. So it's a wonderfully successful type of endeavor. We got a great staff who's engaged in it and does some amazing things. So throughout the parks, we're doing some 60th anniversary. We're probably looking to do something here a little later in the fall related to 60th anniversary. The other thing is, if I may, we've got the barn in Oberlin. If you don't know that history, Oberlin College donated an old barn to us. We relocated that with a very generous donation from Richard and Kathleen Nord on a piece of land on Route 20 near 58. So we relocated that barn. It's well under construction, reconstruction, if you will, updating it a little bit, fixing some things, and making it a 12-month use. So we hope to have that done probably by the end of summer into fall. It'll be a wonderful facility to do programming, talk about history in Oberlin and throughout the county. Again, another facility that we're looking for the public to get in and use for all kinds of activity, whether it's music, striking up a relationship with Oberlin College, Cleveland Institute of Music, concerts, bands, people to rent it for their own activities. So we're really excited about that, too.
We're excited about being here for 3 days. Of course, Linda Paul will be here tomorrow to tell us a little bit more about some of the programs that are taking place here as well. But it's kind of a different atmosphere, Craig, for our morning show to come out here and to sort of sit among the plants. And Echo, who's joining us occasionally this morning.
If you hear a laugh in the background every now and then,
right,
it's not one of our, visitors here. It's Echo behind us.
Right. Give me a comment.
He's got a good sense of humor.
I bet he does. Well, Jim, we appreciate you coming in this morning and allowing us to spend part of our days here in the morning. Jim Zimnick with the Lorain County Metro Parks.